Tinubu is beatable if we learn from history. By Newspot Nigeria. Bola Ahmed Tinubu's 2023 victory was no landslide. It was survival by division. With just 37% of the vote, he secured the presidency because the opposition fractured itself into political islands. History teaches a clear lesson. No president wins Nigeria alone. Obasanjo, Yar'Adua, Jonathan, and Buhari all built messy but powerful coalitions. Tinubu understood this too, engineering the APC merger that unseated Jonathan. Why has the opposition forgotten so soon? Defeating Tinubu demands three things: unity, a single disciplined front; balance, a ticket that bridges ethnic and religious divides; fresh narrative, a message that speaks to Nigeria's young, restless majority. But even the best ticket will fail without winning public opinion, and that requires strategy. The opposition must control the story, not merely react to Tinubu's moves. They must simplify the message, speaking to hunger, insecurity, and daily survival, not policy jargon. They must create heroes and villains, making Tinubu the face of suffering while offering a humble, relatable alternative. And they must be present on the ground, in churches, mosques, markets, motor parks, not just on social media. Finally, they must tackle the deeper challenge: stomach infrastructure. Tinubu, like Donald Trump and populists worldwide, leveraged hunger and despair to secure votes. The opposition must build a voter base that is stomach infrastructure proof, empowered, hopeful, and immune to tokenism. Tinubu is beatable. But he won't fall to anger or hashtags. He will fall to unity, grassroots strategy, emotional storytelling, and empowered citizens. The path is clear. The question is whether the opposition has the courage and discipline to walk it. Published by Newspot Nigeria, Nigeria's leading voice for independent, fearless journalism.